This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Quentin Kidd joins me. He's a professor of government, political science, and expert on Southern politics, and he is at Christopher Newport University. Quentin, it's always an honor to have you on the show. How are you doing?
It's always a pleasure to be on the show, Coy. Today I'm actually between Newport News and Richmond, so I'm on the road. If you hear a loud scream and a crash, you know what happened.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us on the phone. And you were up in Richmond today, right? For what was the occasion?
Well, the governor's independent bipartisan redistricting commission was meeting today to work on producing some maps or a set of maps and a report to be given to the General Assembly and the governor in the next couple of days. So I was up there watching that.
So, Quentin, you were the co-director of a recent redistricting competition, and that's a mouthful, but explain to us what this is, what was the impetus behind it, what were the results, and more importantly, you know, why should people care about this? Why is this significant?
Well, you know, redistricting is something that's traditionally taken place in a dark room in the basement of the Capitol, away from the public eye. It happens every 10 years. It's the required redrawing of lines to reflect the population shifts that have taken place over the prior 10 years. And it always has involved a lot of statistical calculations and a lot of looking at maps and changing a little line here and a little line there. And it's done by the legislature in Virginia. And so Michael McDonald and George Mason and I thought, you know, not only is it a once-in-a-decade opportunity to give students a very practical educational exercise in governance, but it might also be an opportunity to sort of expose redistricting and what happens to the larger public. And so we decided to host a competition, and we invited universities all over the state, colleges, universities, public and private, to enter teams into the competition, and we asked them, each team, to draw maps for the House of Delegates, the State Senate, and the Congressional delegation. And we had 16 teams enter the competition, and 15 teams turned in maps. And we asked Tom Mann of the Brookings Institution and Norm Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute to be judges. And so they were independent judges, and they selected the best maps. And we awarded prizes Tuesday to the best maps. And the University of Virginia, I have to say, since it's a Charlottesville station, cleaned house. They did really well.
Wow. So give it up for the UVA kids. What was the secret to the UVA victory in the competition?
Well, I think, you know, I didn't talk to every team, and I don't know how every team worked or what strategy every team followed. But I think what the UVA teams did, there were two teams from UVA, and they both did really well. I think what they did is they broke down into sort of sub-teams, and their sub-teams were given tasks like to draw a draft of a map, and then they had to come back to the rest of the team, present their work, and get critiqued. And so I think that sort of peer critique process really helped them produce some really high-quality maps, that's what the judges felt like.
Yeah, we're talking with Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University, and now let's look at the politics of this. What's been the reaction? Have you had an opportunity to show these maps to the governor and to the leaders in the House and the Senate here in Virginia and get some feedback?
We have had the opportunity to present the winning maps to the Bipartisan Redistricting Commission. In fact, one of the teams, a team from the William & Mary Law School, was invited by that commission to help the commission work on its maps. And the commission, I believe, is going to take a couple of those maps and use them as drafts for some of their own maps. I also think that some members of the House and the Senate are going to introduce some of these winning maps into as legislation when the special session on redistricting comes up. So the students of Virginia, high-quality university students of Virginia, might actually have an impact on redistricting in ways that they would have never imagined that they might have had an impact.
We're talking with Quentin Kidd. Now, let's pull the camera back here for a minute, because I guess any American that pays attention to this kind of stuff knows that we live in a country where, because of redistricting, because of the conflict of interest that exists, that legislators, elected officials can draw their own districts, that we continue to have elected officials that choose their voters versus the other way around. Is this competition perhaps maybe pushing that door open and perhaps getting us a little closer to a place where that doesn't happen and where voters can actually have more power and actually choose their legislators instead of the other way around?
Yeah, there's. I hope so. I think so. I think it's going to be really hard for the General Assembly, to approve maps that essentially protect every incumbent when they've got maps. When all the rest of us have maps to look at and say, well, wait a minute, these maps look pretty good, and they don't protect every incumbent. What's the matter with these maps? And so, you know, I think it's going to be harder this time for the General Assembly to do it. And 10 years from now, I think it would be impossible for the General Assembly to do it. And, you know, the real problem with letting elected officials draw their own maps, which is essentially, you were right, choose their own voters, is, you know, look, if common sense says if I get to choose my own voters, I want to choose mostly voters who like me and would vote for me, which means that on election time, I'm not really going to have to worry about competition. I'm not going to have to worry about defending my record or debating policies or trying to do, you know, have to face critique of what I did. And the effect is we end up getting ideologues in the House and the Senate who take these strident positions and don't really try to work on compromising and solving problems because they don't have to. They don't have to worry about any pressure on election day.
And then we have a government that's not really focused on solving problems. That's the end result.
That's exactly right. I mean, let's think about this. From a fiscally conservative perspective, we in Virginia have had a budget that's gone up year and year and year and year, year in and year out. Despite our budget cuts recently, over the last 10 or 15 or 20 years, the budget has increased every 2 years. Yet we're no closer to solving transportation problems. Education still is a problem. Healthcare is a problem. Well, why? I mean, we're spending more and more money and we're not solving problems, in part because legislators who are in really safe districts don't feel any pressure to actually work towards compromising and solving the problem.
And then it just becomes a matter of politics becomes not a matter of getting, you know, good, smart people in a room to solve the problems of the community. It just becomes scoring points against the other side.
And yeah, scoring points and taking positions on really rigid ideological positions and then not budging from them because, you know, for whatever reason, you don't feel any pressure to budge from them. And the reason is you don't have any pressure come election day. I mean, we don't look at how many competitive elections we have for the House of Delegates in the state of Virginia. I mean, less than half, most of the time, a third of all seats are competitively are going to be competed for come election time. Two-thirds of the seats most of the time, the incumbent is going to win strong, or if it's an open seat, we already know which party is going to win it, and so the other party doesn't even really put any energy into it. And that's simply not good for democracy.
We're talking with Quentin Kidd. He's director of the Department of Government at Christopher Newport University, an expert on Virginia politics. So, Quentin, what's the timeline now for redistricting in Virginia when we may perhaps see some new districts?
Well, the Privileges and Elections Committee, Joint Privileges and Elections Committee, is going to meet tomorrow. And that begins kind of the process of redistricting in Virginia. Within 2 weeks, the General Assembly, I think, will have approved the set of maps. The governor will have to approve them. And then the Justice Department, because Virginia is under the Voting Rights Act, the Justice Department will have to do something called pre-clear the maps, which means certify that the maps, you know, are valid as far as the Voting Rights Act is concerned. And then after that, they become law, assuming that there's not a lawsuit attached to them. So we'll have new districts sometime in June and July, unless there's a lawsuit, and then we might have new districts as late as August. All of our primaries have been pushed back to August this year to give this process time to happen. So we're going to have late primaries and then the general election at the regular time. People might enjoy having late primaries. It just means they don't have to deal with somebody running for office in June and July.
Yeah. We're talking with Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University. Quentin, before we let you go, I'm curious your thoughts about what may shape up to be a race for a U.S. Senate seat here in Virginia of two former governors, one of whom's a former senator. Tim Kaine and George Allen looks like, you know, once Tim Kaine makes an announcement, it looks like we might have both of them getting nominations. And what are your thoughts about that matchup?
Well, I mean, I think it would be a really good matchup, and it would be good in the sense that George Allen and Tim Kaine were both very popular governors, and they both stood for things that on issues in relation to their ideology and their party that are clearly distinct. And so voters will have a really clear choice to make, assuming George Allen makes it through a primary challenge. George Allen is going to be challenged on his right. Jamie Radke is probably his most most formidable challenger right now, the Tea Party activist. And, you know, so assuming George Allen makes it through a primary, then it'll be a really interesting and, I think, good Senate race in Virginia. Allen's popularity in the Republican Party is not what it used to be, so he's really got some work to do in the Republican Party. Tim Kaine is really popular in the Democratic base, and so, you know, I think it'll be a great race. What'll make it even better is that it'll be during an election year, so we'll have a lot of attention from the president. It'll be a presidential election year, so we'll have a lot of attention for presidential candidates as well.
Quentin Kidd, what else is on the front burner for you? What else is on the radar here in Virginia that you're watching?
Well, you know, what I'm really watching is redistricting, and what I'm waiting to see, and what I don't want to see, but I think I'm going to see, is the House and the Senate come out with redistricting maps that protect all of their incumbents. And we end up having, for the next decade, a Senate that's locked down by the Democrats, a House that's locked down by the Republicans, and another decade of policy, in some ways, policy gridlock. And I hope I don't see that, but, you know, that I'm not holding my breath that it won't happen.
Yeah. I won't be as well. Quentin Kidd, director of the Department of Government, chair of the Department of Government at Christopher Newport University, and professor of government. Quentin, always great to talk to you. Thanks for making time for us.
You too. Take care, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.